Family therapy, couples therapy, individual therapy, even weight management groups are all available at the USF Psychological Services Center. The center has been operating for decades, serving people from the local community and students. But the center director, Jack Darkus, believes there is an underserved population, military families, who may need help but are hesitant to seek it.
We know there are veterans who, for whatever reason, are still hesitant about seeking services in the VA for different reasons, depending upon what kind of job they're seeking now and other concerns about the fact of, if I go in for services, is that going to impact other opportunities I have?
Veterans and active duty personnel both worry that they could lose their security clearances or possibly a promotion if it becomes known that they are seeking psychological help. Darkus says that's the beauty of the USF clinic.
Being basically a private pay, our records are under the control of the individual who pays for them. There is no third-party payer involved, and therefore anything that would happen in our clinic is confidential within the limits of the law.
The law says therapists must report child or elder abuse, or if their client is a threat to themselves or someone else. Everything else is confidential. And in addition to confidentiality, another attractive option of the USF clinic is the price. Darkus says the fees are on a sliding scale.
So basically people pay, all of our clients, even the clients we're seeing right now, pay for their services based on income. The lowest fee on our scale is $15 for a therapy hour, which is about 10% of what you pay in the real world. The upper end is about $50.
The USF Center is staffed by about 30 psychology students under the supervision of licensed clinical psychologists and open Monday through Thursday.
If it's a veteran who needs some help but isn't sure they want to go to the VA, if it's family who doesn't have that option, if it's children, spouse, any configuration, really, we're really interested.
Darkus's department has a training arrangement with the James A. Haley VA Hospital across the street, so many of the psychology students already have experience with veterans. But deciding to ask for help is the biggest challenge. Darkus knows. He's a 10-year Army veteran. He says all a veteran or military family needs to do is call the center, and they'll be asked a few brief questions.
By the time somebody actually calls and actually stays on the phone when you pick up and say, hello, this is the Psychological Services Center, they have probably reached for the phone many times, picked it up, put it down many times, picked it up, dialed the number, hung up before anybody answered many times, because a lot of that process is a real approach of avoidance. Do I really have a problem? Can I really be helped? People ask themselves all these questions.
And that kind of self-questioning can be even more prevalent in a military culture.
The idea is no weakness, suck it up, drive on, accomplish the mission. You don't have time for any of that other consideration. And when you're in a combat zone, that's perfectly adaptable behavior. You don't have time to worry about X or Y because rounds are going over your head.
But that survival strategy doesn't work so well back home or in civilian life. Darkus says the service center can help with that or any kind of issue.
It's easier for us to think in terms of veterans than active duty without remembering that we've got CENTCOM and SOCOM right down the road and lots of active duty people around who may be motivated to get some help in a way that they feel will protect their privacy and confidentiality as well. Our first step is really to see, are there folks out there who really want this?
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.